all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you cut in front of two 10-year-olds in line so that you, your wife, and your four children can go down the zip line first, that's all I need to know about you.
You know what? These 10-year-olds to stop hesitating. Get up there and get moving, kids.
I brought my daughter and her friend to one of those indoor zip line, you know.
Of course.
Yeah, those
things
places.
Can get heated there because they get pretty busy.
And
you know?
It's so busy because it's President's Day and all, like a lot of the schools are off, obviously.
So kids, parents are looking for that activity to fill it with the kids.
Now, I'm underneath and I'm sitting like at the tables with my youngest daughter and they're up and they're playing and they're having a great time. And it's so packed and I see this man talking to my daughter and I could see from her face that she's flustered.
Right.
And, you know, after she comes down, I'm like, what was that man saying to you?
Right. What did he say?
And
Mommy will get him.
And she said, he said that he wanted to go in front of me. I go, but you were waiting in line. She goes, I know, but he moved. You know how they're attached at the ceiling with the zip line thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He moved her out of the way so that him, his wife, and his four children, he didn't speak very good English, went in front of her. He had him, his wife, and his four children cut them in line.
Maybe they had somewhere very important to be. Maybe he had a doctor's appointment right after that.
Are you kidding me?
He had to stop at the bank.
Well, you picked on two 10-year-olds because they're helpless, suspended in air?
He had to get to the post office before the cutoff time.
That's all I know about you. Get out of here with that. You're lucky I couldn't find you when I got down there.
Wow.
Cut in front of my
ready to take you out.
And I said,
maybe
why
maybe it was
didn't
a postal worker. You don't know.
I said, why didn't you stick up for yourself? She's like, I told him that we were waiting for 10 minutes and we've been waiting a long time and we were next in line. And he was like, I'm like, he still went before you? And she said, yes. And I'm like, I don't understand people. I don't understand.
I can't believe that you ignored all my jokes of every position and everything that he had to do were all closed on President's Day.
I ignore every single one
of
them.
It's like I'm in here by myself.
I'm too fired up about it.
Yes, clearly.
I can't with people like that. I understand.
If the large size never sounds quite big enough when you're placing a food order item, you know when you get caught in that limbo where it's like, well, you get the regular or you can get the upsell for this amount, or you can get the extra, extra, extra giant one. And the extra, extra, extra giant one just sounds too gluttonous, so you're like, I'm not going to do that. You want to order the large one. Then your friend has got to pressure you into getting the huge, humongous one, and now you're stuck eating this thing.
I mean, it's only extra fries and extra soda.
No, it was a pound of meat, Anna Zapp, and a pound of meat sounds excessive in one sandwich.
You know what I've
noticed?
You know
noticed? Why? Because it is.
It's really easy to peer pressure you into eating things. I've learned that, and I've kind of had fun with it.
It's somebody
it
being
me.
Like, chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Chicken?
Yeah.
Not only as the ingredient, but as if I was actually a coward involving ordering the chicken sandwich. It was too much. It was too much. Next time, I'll just get the large.
You still do it, though. You still order it.
I wasn't right for 2 days.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Raven, how are you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you. I'm good.
Right, because that's what you're supposed to say. I'm well. I'm doing great, thanks.
Okay,
moving
great.
Moving on, right?
I'm terrible. Right. I'm not great. Things are really hanging by a thread.
That's kind of what happened to me last night.
What are you talking about?
It's Anna and Raven. I went to the grocery store, and there's nothing more annoying than when you're in your pajamas, and I've already decided that my night is over.
Right.
And then I look, and there's no more milk. And I have a one-year-old, so she needs milk. And I'm like, oh,
milk is
gosh,
important.
It's really important.
That's right.
So I'm like, all right, I got to go to the grocery store. So I put my bra back on, which is the most annoying thing in the
worst.
World. Right. I yelled at my husband, I'll be right back. And I go to the grocery store, and it's empty because it's 9 o'clock at night, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the guy that works there, you know, he smiles at me, so I smile back.
Sure.
And he looks at me, he's like, how are you tonight? And I said, I'm great, thanks. Which is not true.
Right.
I'm tired, and it's been a really long day, and now I'm at the grocery store at 9 o'clock when I really wanted to be in bed reading my Jessica Simpson book. Right.
But as you said, it's the thing that you say.
Right. And of course I reciprocate and I say, how are you?
Wait a minute. Okay. So you.
I said, I'm great.
You
how
tell
are
him
you?
How you are. Right. You come back with a question.
The general thing. And he says to me, you know, it's really been one of those days. It's been tough, and I'm just trying to get through the day, and I'm trying to get home to my family, and now I stop.
Right.
Because now it's one of those things where I don't know if I have gone crazy or if society has made me crazy, where I'm like, is this somebody reaching out for help?
Yeah, right. You wonder if this person is in crisis because it's not the typical response, right? At 9 o'clock, you figure his night is about to end anyways. If he can't find the energy to make it home at this point, he may not be able to survive this.
All I kept thinking is, What if I'm his last hope?
Right.
And now he's going to go and he's going to check out of this grocery store where he works. And God forbid, I don't
know. Anything could happen. So, you know what my immediate thought was, though?
Yeah.
This guy's going to ask you for a ride. My thought is his car broken down? I'm just trying to get home to my family because I don't want to hear that $20 story.
All right, so we're standing right next to the milk. And
and he's an employee there.
Yeah, he works there. And I'm contemplating organic versus regular, which is a whole other conversation for another time.
Oh, gosh. I mean, who had the energy for both of these situations going on here?
At 9 o'clock at night when I'm supposed to be in bed reading my Jessica Simpson book. I only have one chapter left.
Oh, no.
So I look at him and I go, do you want to talk about it? What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me?
And did he immediately recoil? Like, no, I don't want to talk about it. He's like, I just talked about it. That was all the talking I needed to do.
No, he was like, he's like, no, I'll be all right, but thank you. And then he moved on.
Was he 90?
No.
I'm just trying to imagine this person.
I would say maybe in his late 40s, early 50s. If I had to take a wild guess.
Because a teenager or a 90-year-old, you might need to hug.
It was a grown man.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, my God, was I so dumb for just saying that? But
right, were you the creepy person? No.
Because you're supposed to say, I'm fine, thanks. I'm doing well. Or great, thank you. You know, and it's like, have we become a society where how are you is now a fake thing? You're not. People don't really
care. Oh, I feel like
that's
been fake for a while. Come on.
But now we have to be in tune.
For the most part, people don't care.
We have to be in tune for people's their feelings.
I would imagine you ignoring this person and then something terrible going on.
Can you imagine?
And then they find you on video just walking by this person and they get the audio of him going, it's really been a rough day. I'm just trying to get back. And you're like, good. Yep. Fine. Where's the cheese?
Right. Exactly. Is this organic milk really $6.99 a gallon? That's ridiculous. It's the strangest thing that has happened with your neighbor. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You can call or text. So at my old house, Raven, when I lived in the condo, remember, I used to have the fall fairy where it was like 2 months where every Thursday they would leave random things on my doorstep that were fall themed related.
Figurines and that type of stuff, decorations. The figurines were a little bit creepy. Like everybody likes the autumn leaves and the autumn broom or whatever it may be. The pumpkin, the occasional pumpkin
is
good.
Yeah, like the little pumpkins I would get.
A strange doll staring at you with dead lifeless eyes like a shark. That shows up all of a sudden one day that you walk out to the house at 3:30 in the morning. That can be a little bit creepy, actually.
I thought that was strange, but it's nothing compared to my neighbors blasting polka music now.
Nice.
This is the new thing. I don't know where it came from, but all of a sudden, like, it's up the street. It's not even right next door.
It came from Poland, I'm pretty sure. That's where they do that. Right? They like to polka. Right
they there. Just blast polka music.
Right. Well, it's probably a family gathering.
That's what I thought.
Pierogies and polka.
It's been 3 nights in a row.
Well, ain't no party like a polka party because a polka party don't stop. That's what I'm talking about.
But it just seems strange to me, right? That's 3 nights in a row all of a sudden a polka?
You know what? You may do things that they consider strange. I'm sure you do.
Like what?
I don't know. Meatball making for a day.
What? No.
You like meatballs. You guys make some meatball sauce that goes on for 2 days.
We make sauce. So there's the tomatoes that come from Italy, and then you pick up the crates, and then we have to
crates of tomatoes out front of your house for days here.
And then we make the sauce. But that's different.
I'm sure the polka party is very confused by that also. They're like, how many tomatoes can you possibly need?
1-800-330-9999. What is the strangest thing that has happened with your neighbors? It's Anna and Raven.
So I put a basket out the door.
A basket of what?
Like Poland Spring Water and Hershey Kisses. And every day, it's gone. The whole entire basket. But I live in a complex and I can't figure it out. I put it out for UPS and FedEx. The next day, I put little bags of pretzels. The whole thing is gone. The next day, I put out Little Debbie snacks. The whole thing is gone.
Well, clearly you have a feral cat in the area.
She has
of raccoons.
She has a fall fairy.
I said to my husband, can we buy the Ding Dong video camera? I have to know who this is because within an hour, I'll go in and go back out and it's all gone.
It's a neighbor that has nothing to do except steal your stuff. I had a similar situation years ago.
I don't want to figure out which neighbor it is. I can't.
You have to get the Ring camera. You have to set it up at your window looking out.
First of all,
it's really nice that you put that stuff out for the FedEx and the UPS people, but stop because it's just your crazy neighbor that's stealing it.
I mean, you're spreading diabetes.
I know.
You can't have coffee cakes every single day.
So I live in a condo. I used to live in a condo complex, and I used to have somebody called. I called them the Fall Fairy because every Thursday for 2 months in the fall of that year, remember this, Raven? They used to leave me random things on my doorstep. creepy little fall statues, little kind
of
treats.
Figurines.
And I always, and this is like
an earlobe wrapped up in sticks and stones like they did in Blair Witch.
It was so strange. And it got to the point where my older daughter, she used to look forward to the fall fairy. And I told her, no, Mama, this is creepy that people leave us these things
on
our doorstep.
Don't eat the apple. Do not eat the apple.
Oh, jeez.
Wasn't that the same year that you left chicken bullion cubes for the kids for a trick-or-treat day, too?
Yeah, because I stole the whole bowl the year before.
Right,
so I taught them a lesson by putting chicken bullion cubes out there.
Putting this bowl out here. It's not a big mystery. I mean, it's people in your hallway. I mean, this is the snack that everybody's picking up as they're headed out to work that day.
1-800-330-9999. What's the strangest thing that your neighbor does? My neighbors up the street keep blasting polka music, Raven.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find it interesting. Not that I like it or don't like it. I just find it fascinating that three nights of... And I hear it all the way down the street.
Yeah. Well, they're celebrating. All right?
I don't know what.
It's the Polka New Year at this point right now. And they're enjoying their culture and dancing things away in the neighborhood. But neighbors do weird stuff from time to time.
Do.
We've seen that.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What's that strange thing that your neighbor does? On our text line, my neighbor walks in the house like he lives there. And if we're upstairs...
He walks in their house.
Yeah. He walks around downstairs yelling our names.
Right.
Lock your doors.
You got that neighbor that's helpful and handy. Like, there's part that comes with the relationship. You have to take some of their idiosyncrasies with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I love my neighbors very much, and I've actually become better friends with them over the years. But I don't want them walking in my house without knocking on the door, ringing the doorbell.
You know what? So every time it snows, and this goes for lawn care, too, we just have some people that they handle other people's lawns, right? We've got some elderly people in the neighborhood. And
sure.
So people are going back and forth here or whatever. It would be like, you know, letting your neighbor come over, help you do something with your lawn, and then critiquing their job. Like, you just can't do it. You have to take some of it with them. So we have some very supportive neighbors who show up at the times that we need them to. They also show up sometimes when you don't want, like 3 a.m. on New Year's. They come through. They're like, oh, it's a neighborhood tradition. We just show up and knock on people's doors until they open it, until we drink a bottle of whiskey together.
Your neighborhood is weird.
That's a real thing that people do.
1-800-330-9999. What's a strange thing that happened with your neighbors? I'm reading this text message. I'm going back and forth, and it's horrifying. 1-800-330-9999. What's that strange thing your neighbor does? My new neighbors keep blasting polka, but that wasn't the strangest thing. I had lived in a condo complex a few years ago, and I called him the fall fairy. I don't know. Every Thursday morning, somebody would leave things on my doorstep, fall theme related.
Right.
And my daughter used to love it, but I used to tell her, no, Mama, it's creepy that somebody's doing
this. Right, this is a creepy individual. You don't know who it is. They were like doll heads. And
figurines.
Very, very strange,
really strange
type stuff. If you came across it in the woods, you'd know immediately that that pathway was haunted. Here at your house, she thought it was some sort of gift.
Yeah, so we got a text saying, my neighbor walks in the house like he lives there, and if we're upstairs, he walks around downstairs yelling our names.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, you need to lock your doors and get an attack dog, I texted back. And he wrote back, I have two dogs. I found him in my house brushing my dogs and having a coffee he made at my house. Get out of here.
Very comfortable.
John.
I had a neighbor's cat who used to bring me like all the different things like they would hunt throughout the day. So bird heads and there would be like mice and stuff like that. And the neighbor would say, I don't know what to tell you, man. He likes you. Cat
so
likes
weird.
You. All right.
It's that weird thing your neighbor does. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Probably about 7 years ago, for the good part of about 6 months, there was a camera on their window pointed towards our property. Never explained what that was for, but someday it was just gone.
So how long was it there?
It's probably there for a few months.
And you never knocked on the door and said, hey, what the hell's with your creepy camera facing my house?
No, we kind of took it not to ask anything. It was like too awkward, so we never asked.
I mean,
that is alarming.
Awkward is the day that you forget to close your curtains when you just got out of the shower.
I always think that.
Yeah, well,
like, you know, I walk around in, you know, in my underwear and t-shirt in the morning, and all I think about is like, can they see me? Like when I open the back door to let the dog out, and
right.
It's like a full glass door there. You know?
Yes, I mean if they have a window, it's pretty easy. It's not. It's not very scientific.
I mean,
they also have a window. And it happens to be open.
Right.
Yeah, we just had this conversation, my wife and I, last night. Alicia says says to me, these people are so weird about our rear neighbors because their windows are always wide open, like the blinds are never drawn or whatever. In the summer, that's fine. You can't see anything. There's plenty of woods in between our houses. But in the wintertime, with the lights on, I mean, I could see right into their living room. She just found that very strange. And I was like, you know, I'd like to, the whole point of windows is to be able to see outside. But I guess she's got a point.
I draw my window shades at night so that no one can look in.
The shades on your bathroom, open or closed, even if it's upstairs?
I have a different situation because upstairs it's fogged. It's like a fogged window.
Okay, right.
So you can't look, you can't see in or out.
Right.
And downstairs doesn't have a window.
She closes them all the time and I always open the blinds.
Why?
You want to see what's coming, man.
In the window?
Anywhere outside there.
It's weird. Video has gone viral of this woman. She was on a Delta Air flight, and the guy behind her asked her not to recline her seat while he ate. So she abided. She didn't do it. When he was done eating, she reclined her seat.
Mm-hmm.
And he got so upset, and she was asked how hard he was hitting the seat because he was punching the seat.
This is the seat puncher guy.
This is what she said.
Hard. Like, I flew forward several times, and then I just kind of leaned forward because I knew it was coming.
Santa and Raven. So it comes to the whole question of what do you do in a situation like this where the person behind you doesn't want you to recline their seat? And this has been a problem for a billion years.
Yeah,
this is
the
first time it's ever come up.
There's multi layers to this problem, though. I mean, the flight attendant coming up, being mean to her, being rude with her, demanding that she delete the video, tells her that she's going to, you know, remove her from the aircraft, threatens her, and then tells the other guy, hey, sorry, I know it's tight back here. Can I get you a drink? Which, by the way, is a good way to handle things with that guy. But I mean, is it okay for somebody like that to behave, even if it's terrible in that seat?
She got recline shamed. She got recline shamed. That's exactly it.
Right. And it's not fair.
I don't recline either because I think it's rude, to be honest. But I was shocked when the CEO of Delta, Ed Bastian, came forward and he said this.
But I think the proper thing to do is if you're going to recline into somebody that you ask if it's okay first, and then you do it.
Do you think the etiquette is to ask the person behind if you can recline?
I think if someone knows there's a tall person behind them and they want to recline their seat, I think the polite thing would be to make certain it was okay. I never recline.
But how much nonsense there that why would you give people the option there? I mean, really, isn't the smartest thing to do to remove one row of seats off the aircraft? I mean,
well, he does go ahead and say that they're trying to make more room, but they're also trying to add seats.
They're trying to add seats. I mean, he's basically lying. He's putting it back on this person. That's the polite thing to do. If you didn't have seats that reclined, I mean, he doesn't know that the condition of her back. He doesn't know any of those things. Have you tried to sit upright in one of those seats? It's unnatural.
Well, I do it. I do it all the time. I don't recline because I think it's rude. But one of the bigger problem here is that he said if there's a tall person sitting behind you, I'm 5'2".
Right.
Does that mean I don't get that courtesy because I'm short?
Right.
Like, it's not fair. What's that?
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And I've said it before, man. Flight attendants, they're aggressive now. It's almost like if you ask a flight attendant for some sort of service, you're opening yourself up to some sort of possibility of judgment. Like, I see them, like, with bad attitudes, and they threaten to remove people, or they make people feel like they could be in trouble if they continue on asking about something.
You know, I have a solution to all of this.
What's that?
I've been saying it in my mind for years, but never out loud.
Yeah.
We don't have seats anymore. It's like a roller coaster where you strap in, and then you're suspended in air.
So strapping in, wouldn't that denote a seat?
Well, yeah, it's your seat, but you're strapped and you're hanging.
Yes.
So it's like you're going on a roller coaster, but now you don't have to worry about any of the stuff like reclining because you're just strapped there and you can't move.
Oh, I see.
And that's
all
it.
Right.
I mean, Great Adventure's been doing it for a million years.
Problem solved, I guess.
Yep.
Right. You know, normally she's pretty well behaved, but sometimes Anna just does things that I feel like we need to pass judgment on her behavior.
From a lack of a filter.
I love when it's sweet.
To unhinged lunacy.
Hours in traffic to get there while I just sat in traffic like a crazy person.
And a lack of compassion for the common man.
Protesting is my pet peeve.
We ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
I don't think this is out of line. I was surprised that you found this to be so, I don't know, bothersome.
Tell the people what you've been doing.
So I have a 10-year-old and a 1-year-old. My 10-year-old will be 11 next month. It's very important that I share that.
Okay.
And when it was Dakota's first birthday back in November, you know, everyone would sing happy birthday to her to get ready for her birthday.
Of course.
Well, now it's her favorite song.
Right.
She sings happy birthday all the time, but she sings it like a baby. happy birthday to you. But it's her favorite thing in the whole world. So all around the house, we always sing happy birthday.
That's nice. That's festive. And there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Now tell everybody what you've been doing.
Every time we go out to a restaurant, I lie and I say that it's someone's birthday with the group we're with so that they could bring out the candle and sing happy birthday because it makes her happy.
Now, if you don't know this, Anna Zapp goes out a lot. They eat out quite a bit. So, I mean, how many birthdays are we talking about a week? And how long until the restaurants in your immediate area of your zip code figure out that it's not actually these kids' birthdays 17 times a year?
It makes her so happy to sing happy birthday. She
and claps, you probably get a free piece of cake or something like that.
Yeah, they're actually, you'd be surprised about a free ice cream and cake.
Right, especially when it's a baby's. Everybody goes, oh, this is so exciting.
No, sometimes it's Hayden's birthday, my older one. Sometimes it's baby Dakota's birthday again.
No.
Sometimes it's mommy's birthday.
Oh, sometimes it's your birthday, huh?
Well, it's so cute. She sings, her face lights up, and at the end she goes, yay!
They come out, they clap with the salad bowls, whatever it is that they do at their place. This is absolutely terrible.
I think
this is like calling 911 when you don't actually have an emergency. You're pulling valuable resources from the other areas of the restaurant.
I don't think it's a big deal. I think that they like it. So I'm a restaurant kid. I grew up in restaurants. My parents have owned restaurants my whole life.
And is that a disclaimer?
Well, you know, I always enjoyed when it was people's birthdays because then my uncle, because, you know, everybody's got the thick Italian accent.
Right.
So they would go to the table and he'd be like, happy birthday to you.
Right, you would enjoy the singing.
So I like
What about
to go.
Table 11 that's waiting on water refills and breadsticks? I mean, what's happening here?
I just think it's nice. I think that they don't mind. I think it's fun. It makes her happy. She's only going to be one once. They're trained for this.
No, that's not true. She's already been one like 20 times in the past 3 months. And she's not even gotten to her real birthday yet.
I bet you parents know where I'm coming from. I don't think that they mind. And I also like that sometimes there's a variation of the birthday song, which makes her very excited.
You know what? You are causing an inflation of the pricing on the chocolate layer cake from all the free sundaes that they are handing out right now with these false birthdays.
Last night was Cheesecake Factory.
I'm reporting
Happy birthday from the Cheesecake Factory.
You're a terrible person.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. If you're going to text, right, out of line, not out of line. What do you think? I don't think this is a big deal. I'm shocked that you made this an Anna Zapp out of line.
You're a terrible person here. Faking birthdays out at restaurants on unsuspecting servers that are just out there trying to do their job. You're terrible.
My one-year-old is obsessed with Happy Birthday. It's her favorite song. We sing Happy Birthday all the time. It brings her the greatest joy, the smile on her face. She claps at the end and yells yay.
Everybody just feels like when they hide behind children, it's such a great excuse.
So
you're lying.
Whenever we go to restaurants lately, I tell them it's somebody in my family's birthday so that they could bring out the cake and everyone sings because it makes her happy. I don't think it's a big deal.
Oh, it's a big deal.
1-800-330-9999. Am I out of line for doing that? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. I was surprised that Raven even thought this was a big deal, to be honest.
You're terrible.
Tana and Raven. Is Anna Zapp out of line?
Scourge on the planet.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. When we go out to restaurants lately, I have everyone pretend it's their birthday, at least one person at the table, so that they'll come and they'll sing happy birthday with the cake and the candle, because my one-year-old, it's her favorite song.
Great.
We sing happy birthday all day long.
Oh, we get it. Here, tell us again how this joy of your sweet child's face and all that stuff.
You're
a liar. You're a liar. You're lying out in public. You're getting free cakes, cupcakes, brownie sundaes, all these things at various locations.
I don't want anything for free. It's more because I like the singing because her face lights up and she whispers things like this. Happy birthday
great.
And then she goes,
yay! She's had seven birthdays in the last 9 weeks.
Well, last night at Cheesecake Factory, in her defense, it was my older daughter's fake birthday.
It's terrible.
Out of line. Am I out of line or not? On our text message, this is out of line. It'll backfire eventually. Also, teaching Dakota she can get whatever she wants may backfire in the future. But we're just singing happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, we're just doing that this time. And then, you know, when you grow up, we're just making the gardener hop on one foot. I mean, it's going to be inappropriate at some point.
Another text says, makes the actual birthday less special. She's one. She doesn't know.
Oh, she knows. She knows that it's always a celebration around her right now at this time. And mom made it happen by lying.
Another text says, not a great idea. It takes away from resources and a lot of short-staffed restaurants. I think that they enjoy singing. I used to enjoy singing at the restaurant.
Yeah,
I used to love it.
That's good. I mean, because you liked your uncle's accent. I was a waiter myself for
many
years.
Did you like singing Happy Birthday?
No.
Oh, I did.
No.
I love it.
Not unless it transformed to tips for myself. Other than that, no.
Birthday on table 19.
Great.
1-800-330-9999. Is Anna Zapp out of line?
No way. I even continued it up until I was in high school.
So wait a minute. So yeah. you would say that it was your birthday when you went to restaurants by yourself?
No, with friends.
As a teenager, I wouldn't believe a word that came out of your mouth anyways. As the waiter or waitress, I would immediately be suspect. I'd have to see some sort of ID. But I mean, if you were good with Photoshop, that would be one thing. But I'm checking you.
Mm, I think everybody does it. I mean, there were 7 birthdays last night at the Cheesecake Factory. You mean to tell me that there were 7 people's birthday last night?
I mean, I think I've done it with one friend out with a group one time for a prank. I didn't do it for same person a dozen times. Mm. Anna and Raven, is Anna out of line?
Out of line.
Yes. This is why that lava cake costs $6.59 now. All right, this is inflation.
That's
this
right.
This is absolutely terrible. It's like uninsured drivers.
You're setting a terrible example.
Right. You're
what?
A big liar.
What, that
you're a big liar face before your baby's even 1 year old, and now you've bred liars.
Yeah, because there's happiness in the world. That's
oh,
why.
Happiness through lying. Oh.
It's just happy birthday. People
what about table
thing.
7? Who's waiting at table 7 where they drop their fork and they need a new fork and their food is getting cold while they're waiting for this fake birthday message?
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Am I out of line?
Good morning. Yes, I think you are. And here's the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they have a whole bunch of the waiters and waitresses coming over to sing, and then the rest of us are waiting for our food or waiting for our drinks because you're doing something unnecessary.
Oh, yeah, you know, you're right. You're totally right. That's what I told her here, that if you called the ambulance because you needed an aspirin, and if I was bleeding over there somewhere on the side of the road, you're putting me in danger. It's the same thing on me waiting for the biscuits.
So basically,
bring my biscuits and refill my Coca-Cola.
So what you're telling me is that the joy of a young child's face.
That's right.
It doesn't matter.
You know
compared
what?
To the fork that has been dropped on table 7.
The kid is here now, and they got to get used to the fact that the world is not all sunshine and rainbows. Grow up, kid.
I just think that there's nothing wrong with it. You know what? I think it's just fun. It's one thing if we were doing it and she was like 7 or 8, but she's just a baby.
Yeah, the other one is 10. She's going to be 11 in 3 weeks, and she's been watching you do it the whole time. You just said it was her fake birthday last night.
Right, but now we can start doing it for her birthday because her birthday is next month, so we'll celebrate her birthday and do it every day.
No. That's over the age of 40 when it's your whole month.
All right, you want to chime in too? You can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday, another couple joins us, lets us know their problem, and then you decide who's right. Darren and Amy. Darren, let's start with you. What's going on?
Calling because I have a problem with my ex-wife. Obviously, we're divorced, and she's dating now. We both are. I feel like there should be some ground rules set about, the guy she's dating, whether they should sleep over at the house or not. I think it sets a bad example and precedent, and it's for the kids, and there could be confusion as to who this person is or who this person is as an authority figure in their life, so forth. You know, I just don't think that she should have these people sleeping over at the house, that there shouldn't be any of that as long as the kids are there.
How old are the kids?
5 and 8.
Okay.
I can understand that.
First of all, we're divorced, and he has his own home, and I have my own home. I don't understand why he feels it's necessary to be involved in my personal business. You know, I don't ask him about his personal life, and it's none of my business.
Well,
you know, I'm an adult. I can handle my own separate personal life, you know, and that has nothing to do with Darren anymore.
I totally get that, Amy.
Right.
But I think his concern is really more about the kids.
Right. I mean, that's not your personal business. That's both of yours' business. That's your family business.
Right. You know, what Darren doesn't understand is that, yes, I'm dating, but I'm not dating a different guy every week. You know, there have been, you know, a couple guys here and there, but, you know, it's every few months. It's not every other week. I think Darren is just concerned that maybe he's going to be replaced, you know, as their father, which is ridiculous.
Ah, that's not it at all. That's not it at all. That's not, no. I'm concerned that there's some stranger hanging around my kids that I haven't met or even approved that they could hang around my kids.
Darren.
You know, that's...
I'm sorry, but you don't get to approve who I spend my time with, who I date. When have I called you to ask how many women you're bringing around our kids? Never. because that's your business.
All right, guys, listen. Hey, what we do here is we put things to a vote, and we can see what our audience says about this. They may side with you, Darren, that this is a conversation that you do need to have. You do need to set down ground rules on how long a relationship should be in place and have a conversation when you're introducing somebody new into the home. Or they may agree with you, Amy, that once you're divorced, the only mutual thing you need to agree on is who's taking care of the children. It's not the other one's opinion on whether they should bring a new friend home. We'll say that. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure.
Okay.
Great. Whose side are you on? Call or text 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Darren is upset that his ex-wife, Amy, well, she uses her discretion whenever she wants to introduce their children to new men. He says, absolutely not.
Well, I mean, discretion is the term that you're saying now, but he said that she's got guys sleeping over there that she's only known for a minute. That's nobody that he's met before. Listen, shaming is a tough thing to do. How do you come out with a conversation like this if you've been divorced now, saying, you know what, I don't think this is right for our kids? How do you come out not looking petty? I guess that's a challenge.
Well, the question is as her ex-husband, right, does he have a say? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I'm on Darren's side, 100%. She's allowed to date. She can date whomever she chooses for how long she chooses, but that's exactly what she said. Her personal business. It's not her children's business. It's not to be having a revolving door in her home, having different men in her home. I also don't know if she has daughters or sons, but you need to protect your kids at all costs.
If you want to chime in too, call us 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Does Darren have any say over whether his ex-wife, Amy, should be able to bring new guys around his kids? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
When you have a 3- and an 8-year-old and you're recently divorced, I mean, is there a time limit before you should be bringing lovers or potential people into the house for sleepovers? It's concerning, and I don't think that there's an easy answer.
It's Couples Core. I'm checking our text line. They're both dumb. He does not have to approve, and she needs to think of her kids at their ages. Okay. I'm on the
like they're blind.
Right.
At 8 years old, they're not going to remember. I remember everything from when I was 8.
Well, it's true. Let's see. I'm on the dad's side. Mom sounds bitter, and she needs to think about her kids' safety. I'm a stepmom, and I refused to meet my husband's kids until I knew it was 100% official. It's no longer about them. It's all about the kids. All right. What do you think? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on his side because I'm actually a child of divorce. Like, my I was young. I was a little older than their kids, but my dad had girlfriends every other month, and it would hurt me because I didn't understand at the time why so-and-so wasn't there anymore.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on Darren's side. But you know what? There's a saying that says if you're looking for Prince Charming, you're supposed to kiss a frog, not sleep with the whole pond.
I never heard that saying.
I like that one.
Yeah, me too.
I remember that.
She's an adult. She can date who she wants. She can sleep with who she wants. It doesn't make her a bad person, but when she does it around her kids and brings that home, it makes her a bad mother, I think.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Divorced parents Darren and Amy on the phone. And this time, our audience agreed with you, Darren. You have children involved. They're still young. There needs to be a conversation when there's going to be somebody new sleeping in a house when the children are there. You guys are parents, and you need to make that decision together.
Yes. I agree. Exactly. That can say it better.
Okay. I mean, a conversation is totally fine. I just don't think I need to ask Darren's permission, but I am more than happy to talk to my kids.
Well, thank you for joining us. And if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Challenge Raven in pop culture trivia. And if you beat him, you win. It's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Tara,
can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Sure. Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck.
All right, Tara, here's how it works. Raven is walking out of here. When that big old studio door closes, he won't be able to hear us. It's a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, number one, Robert Pattinson was unveiled in his new Batman suit. Pattinson's big break was in the movie series Twilight. Who was the actress that played his co-star and eventually his real-life love interest?
Kristen Stewart.
Number two, Miley Cyrus made a surprise appearance on the New York Fashion Week runway. What was her father, Billy Ray Cyrus's 1992 smash hit about a love lost?
Achy breaky heart.
Number three, Emilio Estevez is back on the ice to reprise his role as Coach Gordon Bombay in this classic Disney movie series that's now been turned into a Disney Plus television series. What is that?
Oh, my goodness. These are so good. Yes, I don't know.
And number four, Billie Eilish is singing the new theme song for the 25th James Bond movie. Daniel Craig is the current 007. Including the movie coming out later this year, how many movies has he played Bond?
Two.
And number five, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are getting married this year. But the pop star says she won't be inviting her fellow American Idol judges to the ceremony. Who are they?
There's Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, and... Wait a minute. The countries I would... Luke Cash.
Well, it's definitely not Luke Perry. All right, let me bring Raven back in.
I know.
All right.
What's going on in here? Took a long time.
Tara pulled a me. Tara got 2 out of 5.
Oh, good. Good job, Tara. Thank you.
All right, number one, Robert Pattinson was unveiled in his new Batman suit. Pattinson's big break was in the movie series Twilight. Who was the actress that played his love interest in real life and his co-star?
Kristen Stewart.
That's right.
Till that meddling director came along.
Number two, Miley Cyrus made a surprise appearance on the New York Fashion Week runway. What was her father, Billy Ray Cyrus's 1992 smash hit about a love lost?
It's got to be Achy Breaky Heart, right? I mean, that's the biggest hit he ever had.
It's the only hit he ever had, right?
I would rephrase that. I mean, obviously now he's got the longest lasting hit in Billboard history.
Oh, Old Town Road.
But
that was a remix. That doesn't count. That's his song,
Hater.
Achy Break.
Hater.
All right, you guys are tied at 2. Number 3, Emilio Estevez is back on the ice to reprise his role as Coach Gordon Bombay in this classic Disney movie series, now turned Disney Plus television series.
It's going to be Mighty Ducks, right?
The Mighty Ducks.
Hang it up.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Tara.
Hang it up.
No, I actually thought it was interesting that he was even doing it. I think that he would be beyond that at this
point. He does what he wants. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, he's a sheen. You know, the Emilio Estevez, the Sheen family, they do what they want.
Number 4, Billie Eilish is singing the new theme song for the 25th James Bond movie.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Craig is the current 007. Including the movie that's coming out this year, how many movies has he played Bond?
Let's see here. There's the Quantum of Solace, the Casino Royale, Skyfall, Spectre. This would be number 5.
Yeah. Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, Skyfall, Spectre, and now No Time to Die.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at me right up the top of my head with the titles. Best Bond ever.
Number 5, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are getting married this year, but the pop star says she won't be inviting her fellow American Idol judges to the ceremony. Who are they?
Lionel Richie, of course, and Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan. You were so close, Tara. She said Luke Cash, and I laughed.
I don't know who that is.
You know, it would be Johnny Cash's twin brother that's 30 years younger.
Less popular. Right. Yeah. Right. The twin brother that's 30 years younger and still alive, I guess. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tara, I'm sorry he beat you 5-2 this morning.
My name is Tara Snow, and Raven has beat me.
Well, mm-hmm. Thank you for playing. Hold on. We're going to get you an Anna Raven t-shirt, okay?
Better luck next time.
Thank you.
Make sure you're listening in the 5 o'clock hour today for the cheat sheet. We'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. Public shaming. It's really the only way to get people to understand that they're saying things that are absolutely ridiculous.
Since the dawn of man, Anna Zapp, this has worked effectively. Tie somebody to a pole and put a sign on them.
It's Anna and Raven. You know when you get a parking ticket and there's that place where you can fight the ticket and you have to explain why
it's
you
called
don't
the
think,
courthouse.
Yeah. Well, you actually physically write it. You write it down why you believe that you were not guilty of this ticket, and you mail in the ticket or you fill it out online.
Oh, I've never done that. You just check the not guilty, and then you wait for your date, and you go.
No, there's a place where you could actually fill it out.
I wouldn't even bother with that.
Well, lots of people do.
Okay.
And a newspaper actually published some of these reasons that were collected by the parking bureau.
Well, it's a matter of public record. I like that. Good use of that.
So I'm going to read these to you, and then you tell me whether or not they deserve their ticket or they should get like a free pass.
Okay.
All right. It's okay. You got that
ticket.
It's
a nolly. You let them go.
Yeah.
All right.
I was a volunteer for the rehearsal at the middle school while I got the ticket. I parked behind a fire zone and blocked off hydrant. Unfortunately, I'm an au pair and actually from Germany, so
right.
We don't have hydrants in front of buildings or on streets. They're underground.
Oh, come on.
I never learned something about hydrants in my German driving school, and it wasn't necessary to visit driving school here in America.
Well,
I didn't know about the rules, and that isn't allowed to park next to hydrant. I have learned the lesson, unfortunately, on my own mistake, and ask for your kindness to dismiss.
$50
for obstructing a hydrant.
No, let's make sure that we pay that fine, all right? I mean, you can read the sign, right? You might not understand how water pressure and hydrants work.
There's
you might
no
be
sign in front of fire hydrants. She makes a good point.
There's probably, like, some yellow lines or something.
No.
It's behind a school.
Nah.
Everybody in America knows that you don't park next to a hydrant.
She's from Germany.
You know
dismiss.
What? How do we know that? No
way. Why don't
way.
We make her take another test?
No way.
All right. This next one.
You want to let her go? You're way too lenient.
They've got hydrants underground.
Good thing you're the court clerk and I'm the judge.
I'm new to town and I was running late to make a fitness class. I went into the class and tried to log on to the Park Mobile app to pay for my parking spot.
Oh,
I then discovered you're not on there and class had already started. My head was spinning. I'm a mom of three. I didn't even see or notice the signs. I apologize. $25 for unpaid space and $50 for non-electric vehicle and electric vehicle space.
You're paying everything.
She was late for spin.
What does that have to do with anything?
She's a mom of three.
Oh, great.
She's been going crazy.
You know,
she's been making lunches.
Both of these people are hiding behind children. So far, two for two, hiding behind children.
I am appealing this ticket because my daughter offered to move the car and your representative ignored her offer and continued to issue the ticket. My daughter was sitting in the front passenger seat and is over 20 years of age with a valid driver's license. Now, there's a comment from the officer with this.
Yeah.
And the officer noted, vehicle was parked in a no parking zone with a female seated in the passenger seat. I tried to get her attention to offer her a chance to remove the car from the zone, but she was so focused on her cell phone, ignoring my attempt to give her a chance to move the vehicle.
Yeah, be mad at your teenager, not the police officer.
Guaranteed.
Every one of you is paying a fine.
That daughter lied to her mom. He didn't even ask me to move it.
Right. I was totally paying attention.
Meanwhile, there's three TikToks later. One last one. My apologies, but I parked in what I thought was a free municipal lot.
Okay.
I would have been happy to pay had I known.
Yeah.
Fair. They didn't know you had to park. You had to pay to park there.
I mean, you copped to that one. At least you didn't give some lame excuse or blame it on a small child.
Let him go.
That one, I'll let you go.
Yeah.